another listener getting in touch. Kira Murphy, the third goal scorer for Kerry, is the coach's niece. There you go. Well, another person gets in touch saying, well done, Kira Murphy, on a great performance. What a goal. Well, with me on the line to talk about that is one of the men you would have heard commentating on that game, John Kennedy, co-commentator with John Drummy for Relay Kerry Sport on Saturday afternoon. And John, listen, what a performance by the Kerry ladies, and Kira Murphy getting the third goal. The second goal, though, in particular, Shifra O'Shea, a pile driver to the back of the net. Just incredible stuff. It really was champagne football by the Kerry ladies in that first half, was it?
Absolutely. Good morning, Jolly. And as you said, it was champagne football. It was a superb performance by Kerry from start to finish. Controlled and you know, calculated, and I suppose highlighted by three great goals. But as you said, Shifra O'Shea is like, it was, you know, kick out. Niamh O'Connor won it onto Niamh Calamity, who had an excellent game. Worked her way through, maybe a point was on, but it just showed the awareness and the vision that the Kerry players had on Saturday evening. She had a look up, Shifra was on her shoulder, and what a finish, you know, to do justice to any goal that has been scored, a fantastic goal, and one of the best we've seen in Austin Stack Park. And it was needed, really, because as I've been saying to John in commentary, with the strength of the wind, I felt they needed a few more scores before half time to have that cushion going into the second half. And certainly that was a huge boost. And as the Kerry team made their way off, Jerry, you know, the crowd reacted to them. There was a pep. They were bouncing off the ground going in at half time, and they continued on in the second half.
Yeah, they certainly did. Louise Niemer-Hartig, 11 points, 9 from frees, which tells the tale of the pressure the Dublin defenders were under to concede so many scorable frees.
There's no doubt. I think the intensity and the work rate that Kerry had, and the movement, you know, the way they varied their play, short passing, but then the long kicking, accurate kicking in. And I think Louise referred to it in one of the interviews afterwards, the quality of the ball going in was excellent. But what an exhibition of kicking by Louise. You know, at any level, it was impeccable, really. From long and short distance, from out in the wing, from front of the goals, it was not an easy night in Austin Stack Park with the way the wind was, but a superb display with 11 points.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant stuff. Look, we're seeing a number of leaders, I suppose, emerge from this team, John, and they've been coming for the last couple of years. You've got great work rate from Cahal Lynch and Lorraine Scanlon, Ashley O'Connell, a key player, Louise Galvin back in the fold as well, and Mary O'Connell in the middle of the field as well, putting in a brilliant performance too. So the structure is there for very strong performances for the rest of the year from this team, is it?
There's no doubt. And I think the management team, Declan and Dara, they looked at a lot of players. I think it's about building a squad, and you could see that when somebody gets the jersey, they want to keep it. Like you said, the people, the girls you mentioned, they were outstanding. I thought the half forward line, Niamh Cameron, Niamh Connacore and Keeve Evans, they worked their socks off, and Shifra O'Shea coming back as well. But it was this selfless running that they had, working for one another, and above all, heads up football, looking to give the ball to the player in the best position. I was talking to a few Dublin supporters after, Joey, and they were really shocked by the display by Kerry, by the intensity and by the physicality they had. And it augurs well for the future.
It does. Speaking of the future, Meath await next Saturday in Brosna, a huge game following on, I suppose, from last year's All-Ireland.
Yeah, it's a huge game. Meath have lost a few players, it's been well documented, but this is going to be another real test. I felt yesterday before the game, the Dublin one was the one, you know, they were a level up. Meath, in spite of losing a few players, they're going to be difficult to beat.
It'll be very defensive, very hard to break down.
Very hard to break down, but it's going to be a great occasion in Brosna. You know, a rural club, isn't it great to have an inter-county game out there, and they're a fantastic group of people out there, and you know, a win, the confidence we have, Jerry, I think we will win against Meath, and it's a great run, and I think everybody involved deserves it.
Yeah, if they get the win, they're all but guaranteed a spot in the final, which sets them up then for a good year. A lot of confidence there, and this team seem to be clicking and gelling. The management are in the right place with them as well, John, so there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, and I think coming up from Division 2, the first thing is to consolidate your position in Division 1. I think this is probably beyond their wildest dreams to be where they are, but I think it's about kicking on now, getting to that final, and that's further progress as we look towards the Championship.
Yeah, brilliant. John, well, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. We'll see where it goes from here. That's John Kennedy there with us on the line.